Here's the section about your rights regarding unsolicited telephone calls. There are rules in place to help you reduce the number of unsolicited calls that you receive. You should be aware that the phone company may make your name, address, and listed telephone number available to telephone directory publishers. The telephone directory publisher can, in turn, provide your information to organizations which could lead to unsolicited telephone calls to your home. In order to reduce unwanted telephone calls, you may subscribe to a non-published number service. This service will remove your name, address, and telephone number from the telephone directory and from directory assistance. A charge of no more than $2 per month will apply. Alternatively, you may specifically request that the telephone directory publisher not sell or distribute your information to any other parties. Here are the telemarketing rules. Subscribing to a non-published number service or requesting that your information be removed from the lists given out by publishers of telephone directories may not be enough to stop unsolicited telephone calls. Other rules do exist to protect you from unwanted telemarketing received by means of unsolicited automated calls, live calls, and faxes. You have the right to complain to your phone company or the CRTC if a telemarketer does not comply with any of the following telemarketing rules. The telemarketing rules listed below are under review by the CRTC and may be subject to change. Contact the CRTC directly for up-to-date information on the telemarketing rules. Here are the automated calls rules. Automated calls make use of equipment that stores and dials telephone numbers automatically and can include a pre-recorded message that is played when the phone is answered. Automated calls cannot be used for the purpose of solicitation. This includes automated calls made on behalf of a charity, calls requesting that you hold until an operator is available, or calls referring you to a 900 or 976 number. Automated calls are only allowed when there is no attempt to solicit. For example, if you are called for public service reasons, for emergency purposes, to collect on an overdue account, or to participate in research. Such calls are only permitted from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. There are no hour restrictions, however, if the automated call is made for public service reasons. Automated calls must start with a clear message telling you who is calling, including a mailing address and a local or toll-free telephone number. Automated calls must display the number where the call is coming from or an alternate contact number. Here are the live calls rules. When live telemarketers contact you, they must identify the person or organization that they represent. The telemarketer must, if you request it, provide the name, address, and telephone number of a person whom you can contact. Telemarketers are required to display the number where the call is coming from or an alternate contact number. There are no hour restrictions on live telemarketing calls. If you do not wish a telemarketer to contact you again, you have the right to request that the telemarketer place you on its Do Not Call list. Your name and number must be removed from the telemarketer's calling list within 30 days of your request. Telemarketers are required to maintain your name on their Do Not Call lists for 3 years. Here are the faxes rules. A fax from a telemarketer must identify the person or organization on behalf of whom the fax is sent, including the name, address, and telephone number and fax number of the person whom you can contact. The fax must display the number where the call is coming from or an alternate contact number. Telemarketing faxes can only be sent on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and on weekends from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you do not wish to receive a telemarketer's faxes again, you have the right to request that the telemarketer place you on its Do Not Call list. Your name and number must be removed from that telemarketer's calling list within 7 days of your request. Telemarketers are required to maintain your name on their Do Not Call lists for 3 years.